total package.
What's up, guys? It's another episode of Unwrapped. I'm Janine.
Janine is really passionate about this topic. I'm Sanjay, of course. Janine is real passionate about this topic, so she's just like, I want to start it off. So, but her intro is, hi guys, right?
That is so indicative of my personality.
Yeah, it really is. So I'm sorry that I laughed, but it, you know, that is just...
I was really thinking, so we came up with this topic because, if you don't know, my birthday is coming up.
Woo!
And I'm gonna have a cute little girls brunch. Well, it's not really a girls brunch, but it's a girly brunch. And so in the process of planning it, you know, I was talking to my husband. I'm like, who am I gonna invite? I don't have any friends. And so he's like, you do have friends. You have tons of friends. So we go back and forth. I'm like, I do have friends, but do I have enough to fill a whole brunch, right? So he's like, okay, just start saying names of people and I'll write them down. Yeah. And so by the time I got to the end of the list, guys, I had 45 people. And I started thinking,
okay, how that's a good amount of people.
Right. How is it that I couldn't find a soul to go see a girls trip with? But when I want to plan a birthday brunch, I can spit off tons of names of people that I would want to celebrate my birthday with. And so that brought me to the topic of, what about your friends, right? Mm-hmm. And so as I really put deep thought into this, I came to the conclusion that I have several, and I do mean several, subsets of friends, of girlfriends. But I spend time with them in different ways, mm-hmm, and at different times. Mm-hmm. I have a certain set of girlfriends that I may hang out with if we just want to talk about, like, work and business type stuff and branding and building. I have another set of friends that are fun. And if I know that I want to have a good ratchet time with my girlfriends, I'm going to go to them. And then I have my girlfriends that if I'm just having a bad day or me and my spouse are going through something, I can call them up and cry at any moment. And then I have my college girlfriends, where they know me better probably than any of the other groups, but we rarely ever talk. And I was wondering.
That's a lot of friends. That's a lot of subsets.
That is. And am I the only person that has these different subsets, or?
I mean, okay. All right. I mean, you know what, friends, there's always ups and downs, peaks and valleys in friendships, right? And so you have So you grew up in Baltimore.
Catonsville, to be exact.
Catonsville, to be mm-hmm exact. So do you have friends from Catonsville?
I do.
Okay.
I have a set of girlfriends that I've known since I was 5 years old. Okay. And I would say that we're probably the tightest.
Okay.
Like, that's my niche of good girlfriends.
Okay.
But as we've gotten older, we don't talk as much as we used to.
Why?
I don't really know. I think our life experiences are just different. Like, when I went away to college, at the time that I was gone, they were all still here. We maybe really didn't talk at all. Okay. But when I came back, we jumped back into it like it never ended, you know? But now, like, that I'm in a different part of my life where I'm so busy and consumed with two children and working and this and that, I really don't get to hang out with them as much as I used to.
But how are you able to hang out with your other friends?
It's like, it seems like if I do go out, they're there. Right? So, okay, let me rewind some. Some of my girlfriends are not really like, I want to be seen in the club, I don't want to be in the club, that type of thing. And I'm not always in the club. Uh-huh. But if I do go, I know who to ask.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Like, my friends are all just very different. Mm-hmm. However, I can have fun with all of them. I have mom girlfriends, and my mom girlfriends literally may be the most conservative people I know. But when we want to have play dates or go out and get tapas and a few drinks, we have a great time. Mm-hmm. It's just different than my other friends. I literally just have different fun with different people.
And I get it, because I have a vast group of friends that are more co-ed, mm-hmm, than anything. You know, my best friend is a male, but I do have, you know, close girlfriends that I hang out with. But I didn't grow up here in Baltimore, so like a lot of my friends are in different cities.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend lives in Atlanta. My college girlfriends live in New York, and so you know, and then I have my friends in Baltimore, and I have my friends in DC, in the DC area. So, and then I have different interests. You know, as you get older, you know, and your life experiences, and you have different interests, so you start. You know, when people say no new friends, I'm not really a big believer in know new friends, because as you grow, your interests change, things happen, and you start hanging out with like-minded people, right?
Yes.
So the people that I went to high school with, I said my best friend's from high school. He's known me since I was 14 years old. Mm-hmm. And then I have another girlfriend who her and I are friends. And it's kind of weird because it's just a weird dynamic between us, because we were really, really close, right? And then when she moved to Atlanta, she kind of got really religious. And then our friendship kind of, you know, was a little bit strained. Not strained, but it just kind of drifted apart in a different way. And then she'll hit me up periodically. Like, she hit me up this week, and she hit me up like, "You've been on my heart. I love you. I just want to let you know that." And, you know, that's it.
And how'd that make you feel?
It's weird. It's weird because, and it was hurtful at one point when our friendship started, because I'm like, you know, it's because you are, you know, in this religious part of your life. What does that have to do with us not being close or friends, you know? But you don't want to hear about me dating or something? I don't know what, you know, her mind frame was on that. But her mom was a big part of my high school years, you know, because we always used to be hanging out with friends and so forth. So I reached out to her and I wished her well on her, you know, sent my condolences and called her, you know, send my love. And she never responded back.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, people mourn different ways. And, you know, I can't dictate, like, you didn't hit me back when you're, you know, I wasn't trying to be selfish in that way. Right. But so then she just hit me and brought up the fact that I hit her. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, thank you for that. It brought smiles to my face. And she's like, I came across this picture and thought of you and love you. And I feel like sometimes I get caught in the you know, banana in a tailpipe with her, because I get all bushy like, oh yes, da 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 da, and then she goes ghost.
She goes AWOL again.
She ghosts me, and then I'm like, she ghosts me, right? So I'm like, oh great, we could like try to work on our friendship again, and then she goes ghost, and then I'm like, damn, like, you know, and it's hurtful. So now I just feel like, oh, that's great, love you too, you know. Because I'm not gonna get caught up, you know.
You don't keep getting putting your feelings into it and getting excited just to be let down.
Yeah, and I said, whatever. I don't know what's happening in her life. You know, her life is very different from my life. You know, she has 4 children.
Is she married?
Yeah, she's married. Okay. And it's just very different in what she probably does every day and what I do every day. But I don't feel like that should dictate, you know, our friendship. You know, like, everyone is different. My best friend's life is different from me, but it doesn't make our relationship any different, you know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. That is a little strange. Yeah. I really, really value friendships, especially girl friendships, because I feel like girl time is so important and so needed. I went through a period in my life where I really did, like, I would talk on the phone with my girlfriends, but I was very tied up into my kids and my marriage, and I never really had social time, and I think I damn near went crazy. Like, I woke up one day and was like, yo, I miss my friends. And it was at that moment that I realized the importance of having your girlfriends. You know, like, when your husband makes you mad or your kid does something crazy, you want somebody to talk to. And it's important to get that estrogen, if that makes sense. Like, I love a good girl's night out. So I really value my girl friendships. And because of that, I try to connect with my different subsets as often as I can. I even try to merge them in together.
That's not what sometimes. I'm going to ask you. Have you ever tried to blend?
So what happens most of the time is I have a lot of events. I do, often, between myself, my husband, my kids. So those are usually the times that they're blended together. But women can be catty, and they don't always blend so well. But most of my friends are friends of each other. So when we get together, it's a good time.
Do you think you're a good girlfriend?
I'm not going to say that I'm perfect. I do know that I can be selfish. And part of it is me being an only child and really only having to worry and care for myself. So I try to be. But there are times where, I'll give you an example. Someone can have like a party or a birthday thing or something, and I'm just dead tired. So I'll say to Chris, like, you know, I really don't feel like going tonight. I'm tired. I think this time I'm going to sit this out. I have to say no. And he's like, but you can't say no because they never tell you no. And they're always at your event and they always do this and support you. And then I realized like, oh, you're right. But that's not my first thought. So when I think back to things like that, I can say, I may not be the best at certain things. And then I have one good girlfriend who I love to death. Like Ashley is my ride or die. I love her. And she teaches me how to be a really good friend because I always think, well, what would Ashley do? What would Ashley say? You know, like when Ashley's grandfather died, I went to the funeral and I supported her, but then maybe, you know, I would call her and check on her. When someone in my life died, she sent me a card, she sent the cake, she came over every day, and I don't always necessarily think to do those things. And it's not intentional. It's just me sometimes having a mindset of being an only child, and I do things in my own way and on my own time. And I know that sometimes people think like, oh, she don't give a fuck about us. And it's not true, you know? So I've been working really hard on being better with that.
Yeah.
And being different.
Yeah, I mean, I know with myself, I'm not an only child, but I was an only child for 7, 8, you know what I mean? 7 years. So then okay. You kind of like take on that persona because you were an only child for 7 years. So, you know, I've had ex-boyfriends be like, you know you have a sister, right? Like, you just keep thinking like it's about you. Like, you know you got a little sister, right? And I'm like, oh yeah, you know. But I'm a loner.
Okay.
And you know that. And, you know, we had those kind of conversations. You're like, you guys? And I'm like, I'm a loner. I'm a person. I can roll to an event by myself. I like my me time a lot. I could be a social when I'm in a social scene. I'm going to mingle, whatever. But to me, that's draining. So I need to kind of like go into my little cubbyhole,
Yes. Recharge,
and come back.
I am the exact same way. As an introvert that tries to be an extrovert, I have to recharge.
Yeah.
I have to go by myself and recharge myself and really, like, get myself back together. Because if I don't, I'll be a complete bitch.
Yeah.
I will. I'll walk into a room like, I really don't feel like being around people.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even like house guests. Because for me, it's like, oh my God, I need this time to myself. Like, there are times where I'm in my house by myself and I'm just like, huh. No kids, no husband.
Yeah, just you.
Yeah.
So I feel sometimes with friends, I am a person who I will not call or text you every day.
Mm-hmm.
May not even see you for a minute. But if anything happens to someone who I consider my friend, I'm there.
Yes,
of course. At every birthday. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I could do it, if it's not affecting my job or any some sort, I'm going to bend over backwards to be there for you. I am going to, if you're sick, I'm there every day at the hospital, sending you stuff, buying you things, you know, thinking of your health or whatever it may be. I'm there for you, but I'm not the everyday texter. Hey, how you doing? What's up? Kind of thing. Cause if I could roll, I would roll by myself because sometimes I feel people hinder, you know, it may not flow the same. We may not flow the same. In an event that I need to do some work or business or whatever, I'm going to be in and out and the person wants to sit there and talk and socialize. And I'm like, I'm not here for all this. I'm just trying to be for a good in and out kind of situation. So that's why I feel like it's, you know, I roll alone, but sometimes that is not conducive, you know, cause people need different things. People love differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
People have different love languages and that applies to your friendship as well. So some people may need that every day. Hey girl, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. And plus I'm a very private person. So, you know, I don't really share much when it comes to my personal life.
So it's funny that you said that. Another thing that I noticed about myself is that the reason why I have so many friends is because I'm not private. I'm not private at all. As you guys know, I share pretty much my whole life on air. Mm-hmm. I'm not private. So it's easier to make friends or to have friendships, I guess, when you discuss certain things with them, because then you're able to find common grounds. Versus if I was more guarded with things, less people probably would be willing to be my friend. But I've just noticed, and it's funny, I don't know, I just keep thinking about how friendships change and evolve over time. And even though the friendship may have been developed or started on the premise of me being open and us talking about things, what it evolves to could be something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and I are even able to maintain a friendship and you tell me nothing about your life.
That's not true.
And I divulge everything.
That is not true. I mean, you know, I feel like sometimes things take time, you know what I mean, to be divulged, right? You know what I mean? So you know, I said I am a private person, and I am a person where I feel like when you, not say when you share a lot, but it, you know, I just feel like I have a filter, right? I see the BS coming from a mile away. Mm-hmm. So I am like, I give the high and buys, right? So I'm not going to give I'm not the warm and fuzzy person.
No, you're not.
I'm not the warm and fuzzy person. But once you're in my circle and you're in my thing, like, I'm riding with you. I'm riding for you forever. Like, it's hard. I love hard.
Have you always been this way? Or do you feel like you were kind of scorned in life and you became this way?
I've always been a loner. And mm-hmm. I said it's because I took on the only child persona mm-hmm. for, you know, since I was like, there's a 7-year difference between my sister and I. So that is a big gap, mm-hmm. you know, when you're growing up with a sibling. So I've always been a person who was just kind of like by myself. And then I was a tomboy, right? So a tomboy. So a lot of my friends were males,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I was a tomboy. Mm-hmm. And then I got into the girly aspect of things, but I was a tomboy for a very long time, and then I started becoming like girly.
That makes sense. So you were able to develop more male friendships because you were a tomboy, and now I guess as you're older, you're creating the female ones.
But I have you know, female friends, and you know, we like, my friends are very I'm not a very emotional person. I'm not a very emotional person, so like a lot of things kind of, you know, I'm sensitive with certain things, but I'm not a very like expressive emotional person, right? Mm-hmm. And my friends tend to be very expressive emotional people.
Okay.
And some of my closest friends are the most passionate expressive emotional people, because they're like, you're not gonna just mm-hmm. You know, it's like that relationship, that male-female, like, you're not just going to cut me off and just do whatever. We're going to talk about this, and they're more confrontational about it than I am.
Okay.
Where I'm person be like, okay, cool, that's what you're doing? All right. Then I go into my little cubbyhole. I may be hurt, but I'm not going to be like, bitch, you did this, and have this whole scream-out match.
Okay.
You know, where some women will have that and then be best girlfriends afterwards.
So let me say this. I do find that the way people handle friendships is really based upon their environment and how they were raised. Mm-hmm. Well, not say how they were raised, but I guess your environment when you were growing up.
Yeah.
And so for me, I've always been a very nice, sweet person. Or at least I try to be. Mm-hmm. Not just I try. Naturally, that's who I am. It's very hard for me to be mean, and I'm passive. Mm-hmm. With that being, in my teenage years, I found myself getting taken advantage of a lot. Like, a lot. I mean, in high school, I had the best friend. I slept with the boyfriend. Like, all those things would happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, by college, I became very, very guarded. Mm-hmm. And to my advantage, sometimes it works. And then sometimes it's a disadvantage, because in situations where you're, like, networking, I'm not the one that's going to be the social butterfly and graze the room and meet all the people in the room. And it's hard to find that balance between being social and being very guarded and not wanting to talk to people.
Okay. So, when we first met, you weren't warm and fuzzy.
I wasn't?
Me. No.
Okay. No, I'm not surprised.
You were not warm and fuzzy. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know if she likes me. I'm like, hi. You'd be like, hey, how you doing? Whatever. You know, hi.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She used to give me the high bye. Like, I'm like, okay, all right. You know, but, you know, knowing you, you are such a warm spirit, mm-hmm. right? You are such a warm spirit, but... And I don't know, as you said you were guarded. I don't know if that...
I am. I'm very guarded, and only towards women. And it is not intentional. It is so unintentional. And you are not... Everyone says that to me, that when they first meet me, they think, oh, she doesn't like me, or oh, she's such a bitch. And then it depends on, like, if we spend time together that day, I'll eventually open up. Or throughout several interactions, eventually I open up. And it's so not intentional, but I'm guarded. I really, really am, because there have been so many times where somebody either wants something from me, wants to know something from me or about me, or literally doesn't like me at all and is just trying to play me. Mm. So it's very hard for me. I'm not good at reading people off top.
Okay, I'm a good reader. I'm
so
a good reader.
I want to read you and figure it out before I decide whether or not I'm going to be. Because remember, I said I'm very open.
Yeah.
So before I become open with you, I want to know exactly who it is that I'm dealing with.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I'm not an open person, right? But one time you're in my whole little thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I said it's hard for me to... if you're my friend, I love you forever. Even if we do not speak if we do not speak for 8 years, mm-hmm. I still love you. And if you need me, I will show up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. My biggest thing is you have to show up. If you're a friend, you got to show up.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
And I feel like some people don't feel that that is as important because they may do other things for you.
So remember, I said that sometimes people would have things and I would be like, my day was the day from hell. I really just want to say no. Because I've been learning how to say no, but then I have to be reminded they don't do that to you. You have to say no, but in other capacities. You can't say no when they're having something. And you're absolutely right. But people don't always see it that way. You know, like if somebody doesn't show up to something I have, I'm not offended. I don't feel any type of way. But that doesn't mean that other people don't feel that way when I don't come.
Yeah, I get offended.
See, it's funny, right?
I get offended.
And I could care less.
I get offended, especially if I have... like shown up for you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it really depends on what it is, you know. It's like there's certain situations where you're just like, this is really important to me. This is an important time for me. You knew I was going through something, and you didn't show up. Then I have a problem with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning, you know, trying not to like, you know, I gotta look at like, okay, this person has done A, B, C, and mm-hmm. D for me throughout the whatever, mm-hmm. and I shouldn't look at this one incident as this person doesn't love me. But it's hard, especially when you bend over backwards and make sure you show up for them.
So I have an example.
Mm-hmm.
This was about 2 years ago because I was pregnant with my second son,
mm-hmm.
and my core best friends, there's three of them and their sisters. One of them in particular, her birthday was right around the time that I was due with the baby. And she was having like a dinner and it was like a lounge. And she asked me to come, obviously, she invited me and I was all down for going. That day was just a really rough pregnancy day. At that point, I was already 9 months. And I am one of those people that when I'm pregnant, I'm really hard on myself. I feel fat, I feel ugly. It's just like, oh, I hate being this way. So that night, I just decided that I didn't want to be seen. It had nothing to do with her. It had nothing to do with anyone. I just didn't want to be seen. I was tired, and I just wanted to have this baby. So I text her sisters and was like, hey, you know, I'm not going to make it. I will text her tomorrow and let her know, but I don't want to tell her now and make her feel upset or anything while she's at her dinner. And so her sisters were like, you know, cool, whatever, we'll let her know. Well, a couple days went by, and I realized we hadn't talked. And we're a group that at that time would talk pretty much every day or every other day in group chat. So I sent her a message like, hey, are you mad at me? And she was like, I am, but I don't want to discuss it now. We can discuss it at another time when I calm down. So maybe another 2 weeks go by and she finally sends me a message about how hurt she was that I didn't come. I didn't get it. I did not get it. I was so confused, like, but I'm pregnant and I'm tired and my feet hurt and, you know, whatever. So we kind of got over it, but I knew our relationship was not the same. 2 years later, we talk about it again and she says to me, Janine, I've been to your gender reveal. I was in your wedding. I went on vacation with you when you had your bachelorette party. I've done this. I've done that. We've been friends since you were 5. And since you were 5, we've had an event every other month. And I've always been there. Bought a new outfit. Spent money when I didn't have it. I've always done these things. And the one time I have something, you didn't come. And that was the first time I actually got what she was saying. In my brain, all I could think was, I'm due in 2 weeks. I'm tired. Yeah. I don't want to be seen. Like, why is that a bad thing? All I could think about was how I felt.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until she said that I was like, oh, wow, I was fucked up. But I didn't think of it that way, you know? So I'm learning. It's a process. But I was also mentioning that to you to say that when people don't come to things, it really is not as personal as you take it.
I know. And it's not as personal as it really is, you know, kind of, it really depends, you know, because sometimes if they may not show up, right, they may not show up for your thing, but God forbid you don't show up to their thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
right? God forbid you don't show up to their thing. It's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem. So I kind of look at it that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, okay, you know, yeah, whatever. You can ask them. But, you know, if tables were turned, you'd be a little kind of, you know.
But why? Like, why don't people just judge your intention? Like, I love my girlfriend.
And that's,
I'm loyal to you, I am loyal to you. Why would you ever think that I would just not show up because it was about you?
I don't think it's sometimes you look at it like it's just about me, but it's just like, damn, you couldn't you couldn't like think not about you, what's happening with you, you know what I mean? And just do this for me. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and it becomes, so just like I said, you were just thinking about yourself and how you were feeling and not thinking like, damn, like this girl never really has anything. And the one time she does have something, I'm not up to it.
And even horrible when she told me that.
Yeah.
I literally wanted to cry. I was like, oh my God. And it had been 2 years. I just find it so interesting how people perceive things versus the way you feel like you depicted it.
Well, I mean, that's life. That's humans, right? Everyone's not going to feel or look at things in the same manner. Mm-hmm. So do you feel, because I know with myself that I, you know, everyone's like, you pick up new friends. And it's not that I pick up just random people. Mm-hmm. It's that I feel like as I've grown, my interests are different. As you said, like some of my friends, I like to go out, right? And not just to go out to eat. Or just to go out to shop, right? I like to do different things. And sometimes I may be in a lounge or be in a lounge with the person I'm dating or you know, just I want to dance. Like, I want to go hang out and dance. So I have friends who may not want that, right? That's not their thing. They rather just go out, eat, and shop, and, like, that's it. So have you seen, like, your relationships? It's different from when you were a certain age to where you are now, especially because you have kids and you say you have mom friends, you know, so women who have children. Because I've seen some of my girlfriends and we're college friends, but now they have their friends that they have kids with, so then they could do kids activities with.
You know.
And is that a strain on your other friendships?
So, the different scenarios are just different. So let me say this. It depends. Like, I've noticed that, yes, I may have mom girlfriends I do mom things with, and sometimes it makes the other group feel like inadequate. Oh, she didn't want to do X, Y, and Z with me because I'm not a mom. But that's never the case. Or, for instance, if I build work relationships or business relationships, and a lot of times they turn into friendships, it may make another subset feel like, oh, she doesn't think that we're smart enough or that we're business savvy enough, so she wants to do this with them and didn't think to do that with me. And that's where I feel like, okay, you gotta be secure enough in yourself to know that that's not what this is. You know, or better yet, you have to be mature enough to know that that's not what this is. I cannot only build with you for the rest of my life or we will go nowhere. All of us will be stuck here in a circle.
Okay. Now, just an observation.
Okay.
Like on your Instagram page, mm-hmm. Right?
Where's this going?
You post pictures of just your new friends.
Okay. You said with new friends, like often.
Yes.
Okay.
Often. And what about your old friends? I don't see you post as much pictures of your old friends as you do as your new friends.
Because we don't hang out as much.
And remember, is that because of you being a bad girlfriend and not inviting them or whatever? Or is it that it's just not, you know?
No. It's more so that when we do stuff, it's more low key. It's more old sleepover pajamas or more intimate stuff that isn't really posted, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Versus if you notice my page, it's pretty curated. Mm-hmm. Most of the things I post are, oh, me and my family, or me at this event, or me at that, and they aren't with me at those things. Okay. So it's not intentional. It's just that those friendships are more low-key because we don't do things that are, I don't want to say that they aren't worthy enough to make my page, because mm-hmm. that's how it seems. Mm-hmm. It's not that. Mm-hmm. It's just that my page is very curated. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times things are authentic, but yet also planned, if that makes sense. So if I know I'm going to a particular restaurant, I'm going to know that I'm taking that picture. But that may not be the type of things that certain girlfriends want to do.
Okay.
So if we're going to your mother's house to eat dinner, I might have on sweats and my hair still in a scarf.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So mm-hmm. then it doesn't make the gram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because I know sometimes the gram confuses things. It makes people think certain things in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I have friends for different things. Like my DC friends are different than my Baltimore friends, mm-hmm. you know? And some of my DC friends know my Baltimore friends. Some of my Baltimore friends my New York friends, know my Baltimore friends, but you know, they might necessarily, they may come together for my birthday dinner or something else, or my Philadelphia friends are a little bit different. But I mean, some of them are friends and some of them have made friendships mm-hmm. together, you know, because of my introduction. But you know, it may not necessarily mesh well.
Well,
and I've gone through issues with girlfriends. I've gone through issues with girlfriends, and I've lost girlfriends because I felt like they were not growing in the same way I was growing, right? And okay. then that led to certain types of jealousies or issues where they felt like, you know, she thinks this or she's doing, and they just felt inadequate, and their own insecurities took.
Now, I've been through that as well, but not necessarily with friends. I've been through that with associates. Mm-hmm. I've been through that with people that feel like, oh, she's making this now, or she's advanced to this, and she wasn't that way when she hung with me, so we're not on the same level anymore. And that was your insecurity, not mine. Okay. But those are more associates. Those aren't my friends. My friends know better than that.
Okay.
But my friends, I can admit that I need to do a better job at balance, right? And I go through phases, like these periods of my life, where I try to balance everything. So I might be a hobbit and do a good 2 or 3 weeks with just my kids and husband. And then the next 2 to 3 weeks, I might dig my, like, hide under the books and do all work type stuff. And the next 3 weeks, I might be a party girl. And you'll see that transition on my Instagram. It really goes through phases. And that's how I find the balance in my life. I don't necessarily balance throughout the week. I balance throughout the year.
So do you, because I know friends that either when they had a child or when they got married, they cut off all of their girlfriends. Their relationship, like, because their, you know, relationship became their, it became their,
I'm sorry, Sanjay, I just heard the vibrating of the phone on the
yes.
table.
You need it, okay.
Also, if you could get a little closer to the mic.
Me?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Not close? Not enough? All right, so I just asked, start with that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. So which part was I at? Oh, wait. So are you one of those married women that once they had a child or once they had a got married, that their friendships kind of dwindled to the side because it became all about your family? Because I know girlfriends, I just reconnected with one girl, you know, when she had her child, she was a single mom, but when she had her child, it was always about her daughter.
Yeah, right? No, I hate those situations. It one of the things that burns me up inside is when people do. My sister did that. My sister, when she, my older sister. Okay, so I know I said I was the only child. I was the only correction. I was the only child by my mother, but I have four other sisters that are by my father.
Half sisters.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. My oldest sister did that, and I was furious when she had her my niece, years ago, she cut everybody off. She was all about my niece, her, and her husband. That was it. We didn't hear from her. We didn't talk to her. That burns me up inside. I don't know. I never did that. If anything, I felt like I needed my friends more because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to get baby a bath or any of those things. So I need to call people. And I was actually, I had kids later than my closer girlfriends, so they had already had kids and could tell me how to do it. But where I did withdraw was when I started working harder. So I was one of those people that like literally got into my career, was into my job, and slightly, I won't say fully, but slightly isolated myself from other people. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is with Total Package, right, and with what we do, it's very social. You're very much on the scene. You're very much getting interviews. You're out there meeting people, making those connections. And I met friends doing that. Mm-hmm. So I ended up spending a lot more time with those people because I was constantly being out, not because they invited me or not because I wanted to be just there with them, but because I had to be at this event for X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And they just happened to be there. So now we're there having a good time together, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It was all very much situation-based. Mm-hmm. Not intentional.
So, I mean, you know, with women, it's a little bit different dynamic than it is with males, right? I feel like males could duke it out, right? And it's all good. You know, they're cool afterwards. It's not really big an issue. While women, we tend to kind of hold on
yeah.
to I mean, you know, girlfriend's bringing it up 2 years later, like, yo, you did this to me 2 years ago, even though whatever may have happened, transpired over those 2 years that showed that you were a friend or whatever it is, it didn't matter because you just didn't show up. You just didn't show up with, you know, for her party. And, you know, I say I hold a grudge because I kind of get over things after a while. But if I am hurt by a situation, I am going, it is going to stick with me. You know what I mean? And as women, we don't tend to let go of things as easily as men do.
In friendships, yes. That's very true. Men get over things like it's nothing. I mean, I've seen my husband have a friend. They argue about something, and the next week that person's in my basement. I'm like, hey, what happened? Thought y'all were beefing. He's like, oh, we, you know, we went out, we had beers, and we were good. Huh? Like, in what world does that happen?
Yeah, and I said, like, you know, with my male friends, you know, I have quite a few male friends, and I said my best friend is male, and we may drift apart, like, not drift apart, but, like, you know, he has his a whole new life. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a whole new life right now, and we may not speak. Sometimes we would speak every single day, every morning. He would call me at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was just going to work, and we'd talk. Now, because he has a new child, he's not doing that. You know, he's not speaking to me every morning because he has to take his child to school, so he has to tend to her. But sometimes with women, they may get a problem with that because there's a change in the dynamics of the friendship. Where with me, I'm just like,
You just hit something that I'm very curious to hear your opinion on. Do you mind if we switch gears for a little bit?
Sure.
How does your best friend's wife feel about the fact that he has a female best friend?
I mean, she's fine with it. We all went on vacation together.
Okay.
Right? And it was all good. You know what I mean? Like, we had a really, really good time. And I know, you know, as a female friend, right, and you have a male best friend, you have to understand that when you're saying... You know, I try to with my male friends when they're like, that's my best friend, that's my best friend, that's my best friend. Sometimes the girlfriend or the wife may feel some type of way because they feel like, I'm supposed to be a best friend, right? Mm-hmm. Right? I'm supposed to be the person that you talk to anything with.
I'm that girl.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, you would have a problem if Chris had a female best friend.
He had one. And... initially, I really liked her. Mm-hmm. I did. She planned my engagement. She helped with several, like, updates and little nice things that he did for me. And it was all cool. But I can't deny or say that as time went on, I didn't feel slightly inadequate. Like, I'll give you an example. If she know how to cornrow and you want to cornrow your hair, then goddamn it, I'm going to learn how to braid. So I can braid your hair, too. Like, that type of thing. But it wasn't...
So how did that friendship dissolve?
Oh, I don't know. Again, friendships grow apart. Yeah. And... it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And she probably could sense that I didn't really care for her. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's difficult. And I don't think that he would be so comfortable with me having a male best friend. Mm-hmm. I just find it very hard to believe that men and women can have a relationship without it ever crossing any lines. And I'm not saying that you didn't.
Yeah, never.
You don't. But I feel like in most cases, that's very difficult to do. Mainly because men are savages.
You know, like, it really depends on the person, the dynamics of the relationship. Like I said, my best friend and I, we've been best friends since I was 14 years old. He has a male best friend as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he knows everything about me. I know everything about him since we were 14 years old.
Okay.
I know all the girlfriends. I've met all, you know what I mean? The wives. Like, I know the ins and outs, and... he may not have met any, like, a couple of boyfriends here and there, but because we live in different cities. But I respect his relationship, you mm-hmm. know? And I respect, like, that's his wife mm-hmm. or his girlfriend. And I'm not going to be a person, because sometimes it gets competitive, right?
Yeah.
Right? And she's not competing with me because I'm not competing with her. You know, I think there's certain things that you just don't do when you have a male friend. Mm-hmm. I feel like it crosses the line. Like, I'm not going to really braid my male friend's hair.
That was a joke.
I know. But you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like there's just certain things that as a female, I look at it like, what would I want? You know, what would I feel funny about?
I actually want to correct my statement. I do not believe that it's impossible. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that. I think that it is very possible if you are friends with her as well, if that makes sense. And it doesn't mean that you have to be best friends, mm-hmm. but it just means that the lines of communication are open. Y'all are cool. You might hang out and have a couple of drinks every now and then. I think that that builds the trust to have somebody around your man.
Yeah, I mean, because honestly, I help his relationships. Like, let's keep it real. Like, mm-hmm. I help his wife or his girlfriend. Because okay. I'm the conscience that says, yeah. I don't think you should do that, or this is how she feels.
But
and this
all
is what
women
she needs
are
to
not
rectify.
That way. Like, think about the movie My Best Friend's Wedding. She wanted him the entire time. All women are not that way. So you have to build that trust with her and get that vibe to understand, okay, you're somebody I can have around my man. Because when you're best friends, you may go to dinner together or go to lunch. And see, you know what I mean? Alcohol may be involved. What happens if then she gets drunk and she tries something, you know?
I mean, that's so cruddy, you know what I mean?
But women are like that. Men are like that.
I feel like when people start saying, because I hate the whole connotation of, that's my brother or that's my best friend, but they slept with each other. No. That's not your brother. That's not your best friend if you slept with the person.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, let's cut all of that out. Right. And I, you know, any of my male friends, they look at me as their little sister. It's completely platonic. There has been nothing. I know their wives. I know their girlfriends. We're cool. I respect their relationship. I said, I help their relationship. When there's been issues and they come and talk to me, I'm the person who's the good angel on the back. I'm not the person who's the bad angel. Like, fuck that bitch. She did that. She did that. You need to be doing. I'm not that person. I'm right. Like, listen, this is how she feels. This is what you need to understand about it. And you need to be a little bit more patient, or you need to give her a chance with this. And I'm that girlfriend who's saying those things.
Right.
Because men don't necessarily see, they're not thinking from a female perspective. Mm-hmm. And I'm giving them the female perspective in not a way where they feel like they're on offense. You know what I mean? Or
so does he tell you their personal business?
No. So that's what I love about my best friend. He's not going to tell me anything, like, and that's how I am too, right? Mm-hmm. So once I'm in a relationship and I love a person, mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily sharing bad stuff, or
well, not even just bad, but like,
I'm not really sharing that stuff.
Okay,
right? When I'm involved in a relationship, I'm not really sharing all that stuff, because that's between me and the person.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. But if there's an issue, right? Let's say, you know, there's an issue, there's a breakup, there's a situation. Yes, I may be the person that he calls and confides in, because more than his male friend, whatever it is, mm-hmm. because I'm going to give him, he knows that I'm going to be a little bit more sound in my, his male friends may be like, fuck that bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Let's find somebody else.
Go out, we on this, John's been calling you, you know, hit her up, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that. Right. I don't think two rights make a
wrong.
You know, I mean, I don't think two wrongs make a right. Right. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say, you know, F her, whatever it is, because I know.
Right.
I know her, you know, and so I feel like, yes, if things are really, really bad, I may be the confidant, you know, mm-hmm. I'm the person he may come and talk to, but like on everyday stuff, we're not having a conversation about he did this, she did this, you know. It may be some things, you know, where if it's really pressing and he needs an opinion about it, he will. But I mean, it's just like when you go and tell your girlfriends,
your
stuff about whatever, mm-hmm. and I feel like it's better with me, because I'm gonna give a better representation, you know, and when he will be more, his ears will be more open, mm-hmm. to what I'm saying than if you're saying it.
Right. I agree.
You know, if the spouse or the girlfriend is saying it, because he's on defense, you know, he's not listening, he's just reacting, where I'm gonna say, I've even done that with when my boyfriend at that time was going through custody, you know, battle with his ex-wife, and I would kind of coach him through. I'm like, this is how she feels. And so you know, you did this in the marriage, so this is why she's reacting this way. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be and I was the good, I could have been like, man, she trying to do that with your kids. I'm the girlfriend. I could have been the jackass. You know what
but
I mean?
You were mature.
Yeah, I was just like, this is how she feels. And, you know, like, yeah, I would do that too. Yeah.
I can honestly say I've learned a lot from this conversation.
About male and female friendships?
Yes, and just and friendships in general. Like, you know, I can agree that I need to be a better friend and find more balance, but I can also agree that I am a good friend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, I, you know, sometimes you got to get your shit brought to the table and address it. And, mm-hmm. you know, I feel good.
Yeah, I mean, so we grow. I know there's things that I have to work on as a friend. I tend to be, you know, a little hermit to a certain extent and loner. And I need to reach out to people and say, hey, how you doing? You feeling well today?
How's your day going?
And I said it's all, everyone has a little thing. I'm a person, I'm a ride or die. I'm with you. I'm a person who's gonna show up. You know, I'm that friend. Something's wrong with you, I'm there, I'm showing up, I'm bringing in food, I'm bringing in, you know what I mean? I'm making sure that you're straight. But I may not be the everyday person. But you know, some people, it depends on the person, and you have to kind of, I said, everyone loves differently. Yes. So you have to kind of take that into consideration with your male and your female friendships, what that person's love language is.
Everyone
right?
loves differently.
Yeah. And you can't expect them to love you the way you want them to love you.
I agree. Right. And that's a hard lesson learned.
Yeah, it's a hard lesson learned. But we've addressed it. I mean, you said it's going to be drama. It's always drama.
No more drama.
It's always, but that's life. Yeah. You know, we're going to have, we have to, conflict brings less confusion, right? Okay. So you understand?
That's
so,
a good way of putting it.
You know, that's how it happens. Conflict brings less confusion. So it has to be some type of chaos for us to get to a better understanding of each other.
Well, guys, feel free to comment and let us know what your thoughts are on friendships and if you've been through similar experiences. And also remember to subscribe to tpthemeg.com.
Yeah, make sure you gotta subscribe to our podcast. We need to know who our listeners are because we have some really cool events coming out that's only gonna be for our listeners. So
yes. Only for our loyal TP fans.
Yes. All right, guys. See you next time.
Bye.